Blog Talk Radio.
Praise among us today and forevermore.
And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, let's play some music, okay, to get the praise and worship started. Okay, here we go.
Face again, on those streets too often. Like she can rely on faith and guts to guide you. Wander till you find you. Only raw desire. Match to give you fire. You have to trust your heart. You don't believe in emotions. If you were a sailor, who burn your ship and walk on. Far away you walk on. You keep turning around when no man is alive.
Of the Holy Spirit is as simple as submitting our lives to Him one day at a time and making time to listen to them and study the Word with them. As important and helpful as they are, we don't have to be pastors, ministers, theologians, or scholars to understand what the Bible means. The Holy Spirit will be our teacher the way he was for the disciples. He will teach us how Scripture applies to our life and guides us into a way of truth. It is incredibly important that we make time to study Scripture, but it's equally important that we read the Bible along with the Spirit instead of apart from Him. The Bible is a practical book meant to impact the lives of those who read it under the influence of the Spirit. It is a manual for living in abundance of relationship with God, not a book to read apart from the reality of God's nearness. Scripture is meant to guide us into direct communication with our Heavenly Father, not substitute real direct relationship with Him. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your path." So trust in the teaching of the Holy Spirit today. Learn of His wisdom instead of your own. Acknowledge the realities of nearness in your life, and discover knowledge that has the power to fill you with abundant life. So meditate on the Holy Spirit's desire to be your teacher. John 14:26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, for whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." And 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, "But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you will all have knowledge." So secondly, choose to be a student of the Holy Spirit. Choose to follow what He reveals to you to be wisdom over the ways of the world. Okay, choose His opinion over man's. Thirdly, spend time studying Scripture with the Holy Spirit. Pray and ask the Spirit to reveal to you what wisdom He wants to show you. Ask Him to show you the meaning of the words you are reading. Allow Him to apply Scripture directly to your life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, "These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything in the depths of God." And James chapter 1, verse 5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." See, we have perfectly powerful guidance in Scripture in the Holy Spirit, the preparing of God's written word, and very God who authored the word has the power to lead us into a life of all wisdom, understanding, and revelation. But we must choose to live this life in the light of eternity. We must choose success in heaven over success in the world's eyes. Scripture and teaching of the Holy Spirit only have power in our lives if we follow the leadership of principles. So choose today to be a doer of the word instead of a hearer only, and discover freeing and empowering wisdom that has the power to transform your life. I highly suggest you read 1 John chapter 2, and it'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. So, this comes to the point to ask you the most important question of the day, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that is okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of going down this road of not knowing what to do in life, or not knowing which way is up or down? Okay, or maybe you feel like you have a lack of purpose in life. Okay, if you want to seek purpose, okay, the Lord can help you. Okay, maybe you suffer from anxiety or depression. Okay, or maybe you suffer from an addiction, as alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality. Okay, gambling or overeating. Whatever it is, the Lord Jesus can take it away. But in order to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do anything for you. So with that being said, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross of Calvary for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, I'm going to play some more music here, okay? So get blessed by these.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now they're giving me instructions on how to read the Bible. Isn't that cute? Hi, everybody. Thanks for inviting me into your homes or wherever you're listening from tonight to share the Bible with you the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. And like I've said, had to say lately, it doesn't matter if I'm reading from Google or if I'm reading from Bing or where I'm reading from. The word of the Bible is always the same. If I was reading from the back of a Dixie cup, it would still be the same. So tonight we're going to read Samuel 1, Samuel's birth and godly home. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Echnah, and the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, and the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, and Nebmereparite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the other of the name of Pinah. Pinah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also, the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Echnah to make an offering, he would give portions to Pinah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah. Although the Lord had closed her womb, and her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was, year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Echnah, and I just lost my space, my place. Give me a second. Then Echnah said, her husband said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look unto the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. As it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you." And Hannah answered and said, "No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your manservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now." Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition, which you have asked of him." And she said, "Let your maidservant find favor in your sight." So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Then they rose early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Eknah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked for him from the Lord." Now the man and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "Not in the trip till the child is weaned, then I will take him that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever." So Eknah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word." So the woman stayed and nursed her son until she had weaned him. And now, when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bulls, one ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Eli. And she said, "Oh, my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." So they worshiped the Lord there. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God." Then Eknah went to his house at Ramah, but the child ministered to the Lord before Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were corrupt. They did not know the Lord, and the priest's custom with the people was that when the men offered a sacrifice, the priest's servant would come with a three-pronged flesh hook in his hand while the meat was boiling. Then he would thrust it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, and the priest would take for himself all that the flesh hook brought up. So they did in Shiloh to all the Israelites who came there. Also, before they burned the fat, the priest's servants would come and say to the man who sacrificed, "Give me meat for roasting to the priest, for he will not take boiled meat from you, but raw." And if the man said to him, "They should really burn the fat first, then you may take as much as your heart desires," he would answer him, "No, but you must give it now, and if not, I will take it by force." Therefore, the sin of the young man was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, even as a child, wearing a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother used to make him a little robe and bring it to him, year by year, when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli would bless him and his wife and say, "The Lord give you descendants from this woman for the loan that was given to the Lord." Then they would go to their own home. And the Lord visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Now Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did to all Israel, and how they lay with the women who assembled at the doors of the tabernacle of meeting. So he said to them, "Why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all the people. No, my sons, for it is not a good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people transgress. If one man sins against another, God will judge him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him?" Nevertheless, they did not heed the voice of their father, because the Lord desired to kill them. And the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor with both the Lord and men. Amen. Well, for those of you who are listening, you can tell my voice is going, and this is getting kind of painful. So, I'm going to give you Psalms 38:1-3. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath. Do not chasten me in your hot displeasure, for your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sin. Before I leave you, thank you all for having me tonight, letting me read the Bible to you as it was written, as it was meant to be shared, from the Bible through my lips to your ears. Now to the darkness, Proverbs 11:27. He who earnestly seeks good favor. No, let me start that all over. He who earnestly seeks good finds favor, but trouble will come to him who seeks evil. Sometimes if you're not even seeking it. I'm going to turn you back over if you can. Bless you all. I will not see you tomorrow. I will not see you Monday. I will see you again Tuesday at the same godly hour. Till then, may your days and your evenings be blessed.
Amen. Always. All right. Well, that was a good Bible reading. Amen. Love hearing about Samuel. Well, let's play some more music here, okay? And then we'll get into the prophetic message. Amen. Yes, purify us, Lord. All right. Okay, let's get into the last message, the prophetic message of the day. The Father says today, I am an all or nothing God in your life. I am meeting not just some, but all of your needs. I am addressing the entire inventory of concerns that are in your heart. Even those things and those people that are unreachable to you are securely at my disposal. I am working to bring about miraculous results. I am not a God of half measures. I am a go-all-the-way kind of Savior in your life. Those things, those issues, those people may be outside your reach, but they represent no challenge to me at all. So ask largely and ask boldly. Ask for the impossible, and I will bring a mountain low and a valley high and pour out upon you highest heart's desire and greatest dream fulfilled. Let your mouth pray, says the Father, for I will petition of your hand and ask and keep on asking, knock and keep on knocking. If the unjust judge answered the widow for her continual crying, how much more will I answer you? For I hold you in my esteem as the very pupil of my eye. You have looked and you have expected me to move in a certain way in times past. But I would that you understand that you are a part of a process. I call you this day into a new understanding of partnering with me in this process as God. My name is Helper, and that means you must come alongside me as I come alongside you. You must put your hand in your word to that which is entirely beyond your grasp and just trust me to make up the difference. You will not be dismayed. You will not be embarrassed. For every prayer you pray, there is a corresponding action of faith that is a prerequisite of obtaining an answer. Failing to understand this in times past has left you confused and empty-handed. But now you are ready to mature into a place of governance and dominion in your life that causes you to work with me and all those things you are expecting. And yes, those things that I have surely promised, says the Father. Amen. Well, this prophetic message goes out to all those out there that need it, and you know who you are. Amen. May it be a blessing to you. All right. Well, we're getting down to the end of the hour. Okay, time to close out. Okay, tomorrow at 5 p.m., we'll be holding God's Rainbow Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church. Okay, I hope to see you all there, okay, and listening to a great sermon that I have prepared for you. So, until 5 p.m. tomorrow, see you later. But now let's close out with a prayer. Amen. Lord, our God, your Father in heaven, we come into your presence and ask you to show yourself to us as a true, great, and almighty God, who can shed light into our misery and change it all, Lord, letting us find reconciliation and redemption in Jesus Christ. Protect and help us with your mighty hand. Let every country and nation see your grace and see the victory over all sin and injustice. Let your justice come on earth and let peace fill every heart and show in every life. May all that happens to us serve the good. Help us always look to you, our Lord and God, for you have power to rule everything and to turn everything into its right purpose. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, this brings us to that certain time in the evening where we're going to close out. Okay, we're going to close out with a song. So here we go.
Oh.
Amen. All right. Yes, we give highest praises to our Lord, our God. Amen. Okay. I want to give a shout-out again to Mad Mark and Mr. Sparkles, okay, for listening, okay, to the service tonight. Okay, they were in the chat room. Appreciate all the remarks they made. Also want to give a shout out to DC2, Johnny Longfeather, Juan from Alabama, Roll Tide. Okay. May you all have a blessed evening. And until we meet again tomorrow at 5 p.m., God bless. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye, all.